The Prime Minister is giving the committee 48 hours to release its recommendations for resolving the government's political crisis. Hamdok heads the panel. The Sudanese Council stressed the importance of dialogue between all parties to the crisis and to stop all forms of incitement. The committee is also tasked with reaching an agreement on practical solutions aimed at revitalizing, protecting, and stabilizing the democratic transition in the government. Last Friday, Hamdok said all forces should adhere to the constitution as reference when resolving political grievances. He acknowledged the government needs to expand the political participation of all forces in the country, with the exception of members of the previous administration of Ostad President Omar al-Bashir.
We should put an end to all forms of dissension among the different forces for freedom and change, and expand the base of transition that will include all transitional forces of revolution for change.
Thousands of people in Khartoum, allied with Sudan's military, are taking part in the fourth day of a sit-in outside the presidential palace. The protesters are demanding that Hamdok dissolve the cabinet and replace it with technocrats. Addressing the nation in a televised speech on Friday evening, Hamdok has vowed to implement all of the objectives of the interim period in the country's transition to a democratic form of government. He said, the journey is not easy, but all forces should unite and support the transformation.
We are committed to completing the civil democratic transition and hand over this country to an elected government that is elected through a credible and free election in accordance with a democratic system. We will ensure that we implement this responsibility with honesty and will not compromise on it while we are holding this responsible position.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from the sit-in outside of the presidential palace, Ibrahim Yusuf, a political leader of the Sudan Liberation Movement faction led by Mini Arko Minawi, says he welcomes the work of the new committee and says the movement remains ready to engage in any dialogue that would resolve the ongoing crisis.
We welcome any initiative that will lead to the solution to the current political differences and to fulfill the ambitions of the Sudanese people that stood behind the revolution. We support any initiative that will lead to the full realization of the objectives of the political consensus.
Sudan is facing its most severe political challenges since it formed a transitional government following the military's ouster of Bashir in 2019. The protesters accuse certain political parties within the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC coalition, of excluding them from the country's political process. The FFC and their supporters are preparing for a nationwide protest on Thursday. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.